Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It's Tuesday night here in New York, 6:30 p.m., and I hope everyone's having a good week so far. You know, I know that the weather has been kind of weird here in New York. It still hasn't feel like the holiday season hasn't really kicked in, you know, aside from the actual lights and everything. But I do want to wish everybody a good season so far. I know Hanukkah has begun, and I appreciate everybody coming in and listening to the show for tonight. For tonight's show, we do have a pretty serious topic. I know sometimes we have some more light topics on the show, but for tonight, we kind of want to spread awareness about this. It's important, and the work that is being put into it certainly hasn't stopped, and I don't think it will stop. And it's a great organization that we're going to be talking about tonight, that being Dominic's Endowed Fund for Blood Disorders and Hemophilia. And on the show with me tonight is Maria Quinn and her daughter-in-law, Shelley Puno. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Cleveland, Ohio, where it's also very warm and unusual weather.
I'm sure. it's been a crazy year so far. I mean, if this global warming thing isn't real yet, I don't know when it will. but welcome to the show, guys. As I mentioned, you know, I didn't mean to make things sound dark, but you know, I know that this is a pretty serious topic that we'll be discussing, and I want to make sure that we get the awareness out there that it truly deserves.
Thank you.
So why don't we start with the beginning of the organization, the foundation itself. Why don't you tell us a little bit as to why you decided to do this? I know. Speaking off air, it was something that obviously hit close to home. So please tell us a little bit about the organization itself.
Well, the organization is very close to my heart and to Shelley's heart because we founded an organization to help our grandson, Shelley's son, who was born with a genetic disorder called hemophilia. We established in 2014 a fund to help raise not just awareness and money, but also to reach out to other hospitals throughout the country who would like to know more about some of these disorders. Our grandson has hemophilia. There's two types of hemophilia, and you'll learn a little more about them, but he does have type 2, which is more serious. The foundation was opened in Dominic's name, Dominic's Endowed Fund for Blood Disorders and Hemophilia, and we established it at University Hospital here in Cleveland, Ohio, and the division called Rainbow Babies and the Children's Hospital. We are a nonprofit. We are under the hospital tax ID number, and we are blessed to work very closely with the staff, the doctors, the nurses, and those at the hospital. We learned why Dominic was being treated that there's a big hole in funding. A lot of money goes to other organizations. We see a lot going to cancer and heart, which it should. We see money going to organizations like Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox has done wonderful things for that, Alzheimer's. But we learned that our doctor, Dr. Sanja Ahuja, and the hospital has not been successful, not because they're not great, but not successful in raising funds because there's just not a lot of money available for blood disorders. You know, I could add to that, you know, while they spend time doing research, there's not enough research being done, and research costs money, and that's dollars. So we made a commitment, as I'm starting to wind down my law practice, I'm an attorney, I made a commitment with my family here to try to help a lot of children. And when we asked Dominic, who's 12, if he would be willing to work with us, at first he's very shy and he said no, but at one point he then looked at us and he said, "Will this help other children?" And that's when we started the fund, and he has been active with us.
Right.
At our first fundraiser, he actually, you know, went around table to table in his suit, shaking hands, and greeting the guest.
Maria, the question that I have about the organization itself, right? And I know it's probably equally close to both of your hearts, obviously, right? Maria and Shelley, are you there? All right. It seems that we might have lost Maria and Shelley for the time being. It sounded like there was some sort of phone disruption occurring. But why don't I at least let people know for the time being where the website that they can check out for more information, obviously. It's maria-quinn.com. That's maria-quinn.com. While we still try to get Maria and Shelley back on the line. You know, for me personally, and it looks like we do have them back. And let's see. Maria and Shelley, are you there? Okay, yeah, it sounded like the connection was kind of getting a little funky there before it cut off.
Well,
so maybe, I don't know. What's that?
It was lost for a few minutes.
Gotcha. Do you have another phone line that you can maybe call from to?
We just did.
Oh, it's a different line now. Okay. Okay, perfect. So Maria, as you were saying, with the organization and with the amount of funds that are put into it, is there a lot that you guys need, do you think, from a donation standpoint to get people?
We can tell you exactly, Rob. This is the situation we're in. We are trying desperately to endow a chair, a research chair at University Hospitals with Dr. Sanja Ahuja. We have been blessed in that with our last fundraiser and letters and what we've done, we have in 1 year raised $220,000, give or take a few dollars. And it's been a lot of work.
It's a lot, right?
And a lot of friends, a lot of clients, just absolutely wonderful family. People who have helped us, raise this money. But we are in a situation where we are trying to raise $1 million. If we raise $1 million, we have the opportunity to receive what's called a challenge grant from the Rainbows Foundation. There's no guarantee, but we'll be in a good position.
Yeah.
With that $1.5 million, we will have sufficient funds to actually endow a chair, which will mean more research, chance at better treatment, and who knows, maybe even one day a cure, not just for, for hemophilia, but we're also looking at sickle cell, platelet disorders, spastic anemia, and several other blood disorders that Shelley will talk about later. So that's where we are. You know, my attitude is if a million people gave us a dollar each, we'd be there and be
very
over.
True. Very true.
So we're really trying, to get people to go online and and donate. It's the holiday season. We're hoping to touch someone's heart.
It is the holiday season. Now, so where can people go to donate?
They can go to
uhgiving.org /Dominic's Endowed Fund, and I'll spell it out. It's uhgiving.org/DOMINICSENDOWEDFUND.
And I should say, if they go to that, that is a secure site for the hospital. They will see that it goes right to University Hospital. It's not going directly to us, but we have a fund in Dominic's name. And any donations whatsoever that are made, and nothing's too small and nothing's too big, we'll go towards our fund and Dominic's dream, which is to fund this endowed chair, and one day maybe there'll be a pill he could take or something he could drink instead of being poked and infused every 3 to 5 days, which is what his situation is.
Correct.
Sure. So to go into the situation itself, and Shelley, I hope that you don't feel uncomfortable if I ask you that.
No.
Just to that people can really understand what it is that you are really trying to fight for here. I mean, you have a son, and how old was he when you actually found out?
When he was born, he was like a day old, and we found out that he had a genetic bleeding disorder. The heel prick on his foot did not stop bleeding, and he was also circumcised, and that did not stop bleeding, and that's how we found out. So,
I mean, what was your general reaction at that point? I mean,
is he your first son? Yes. So I'm a registered nurse. I had a child. I have a daughter. And then my son was my second child, and so it was a shock to find out that he had a blood disorder. It's not in my family that I know of. But what hemophilia is a deficiency of a protein necessary for clotting in the body. And I like to describe it as it's almost like dominoes. So if you set up a whole bunch of dominoes in a row, he's missing clotting factor number 9. If you set up the dominoes, one tells number 2 what to do, 2 tells number 3 what to do in the clotting sense. So it starts to the fibrinogen comes in and everything starts to, if there's a wound, it starts to heal. Well, he's missing number 9. So when it gets to number 8, 8 can't tell number 9 what to do, and it continues to bleed. Hemophiliacs do not bleed any faster. But they do bleed longer because their blood does not clot properly, which then causes bleeding in the joints, causes bleeding in the muscles. A little bump or bruise can turn into bleeding into an organ, or if he gets hit in the head, he can bleed into his brain and cause traumatic injury or life-threatening injury.
Oh, my God.
So because of that, how we treat it is he gets what he's missing. He's missing clotting factor number 9. We replace clotting factor 9, and the only way to get that is through an IV infusion. And he gets that prophylactically, meaning he gets it so he has a high enough level in his body to be a normal kid and play baseball and go to school and toss a ball around. Because boys are rough and tough, so he gets bumps and bruises. But with the clotting factor that he gets, it's IV. I have to start an IV, possibly anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week sometimes, and even more if he really gets hurt. So.
And it's sad to watch. I've seen it because, you know, other little kids are running, going right to school in the morning. He might have to start his day with a 20-minute session of having these fluids put into his veins the same way chemo is done. And I could talk about that because I had chemo years ago. So it's the same type of thing. So if you could picture, you have a child, and if you could picture having, you know, your wife or you having to infuse your child just so they could have a great day at school and play, you know, play baseball or bounce a ball, that's what we're talking about with the type of hemophilia he has.
Right. Wow. Dominic has hemophilia B. It's called Crispus disease, and he is severe. He has less than 1% of the clotting factor number 9.
And just so you know, Dominic's not alone. He's not the only child in the world.
Yes.
You know.
Correct.
Our hospital, University Hospital, treats 800 to 1,000 children right now just with blood disorders, including hemophilia. We're one of we're one of Northern Ohio's, main treatment centers.
Now, how do his classmates, take to him? I mean, I hope I'm hoping this isn't something that they, you know, that he has to experience any more sort of pain with, right? I mean.
Oh, well, sometimes, you know, he doesn't like to stand out. So there's always a Band-Aid or something from his IV infusion. Or when he was younger, he had a Metaport. He did have a Metaport, which he, like cancer patients sometimes do, to get the, to make the IV easier and the infusions easier. So his friends are usually a little more gentler with her, and they're always concerned. But there's always something to watch out for.
If he's playing ball, just so you know, if he's playing and he's hurt, some kids you don't worry about as much. But when he's hit, he could be black and blue for weeks. Another child could heal in a few days. For him, because of the bleeding under the skin, he could end up being bruised for quite a while. And there's been times he's had to have his infusions at the treatment center.
Right.
You know. Traditionally, you know, Shelly's been, you know, able to handle most of them. But the cost to our medical community for health care, when you know, for some of these children, Shelly, how much is it a shot? I think you one time told me.
Well, all the medication is different depending on what kind of hemophilia you have or what choice of medicine you choose. But he gets, let's say, 5,000 units, and I think maybe it's over $1 a unit, or maybe even $3 a unit. So that's like $15,000 a dose, and he could get it 3 days a week. It's a very expensive illness to have, and we do go to the emergency room a lot, and we do go to the doctors a lot. And we're just concerned about other families that may have two children with this illness. I've met a lot of people. It's a heavy burden to a lot of families when you're always concerned about your child's health. You know, some kids just get the sniffles and the parents worry. When my child had a Metaport, if he had a fever over 101, we had to go to the emergency room and get IV antibiotics to make sure we didn't have a septic reaction.
Wow.
So it is a very costly disease. Every time you go to the doctor, you know, those costs add up. So for families, we feel like it's really important to focus on research and to find a cure. There is no cure. And we have to worry about this because it is a genetic disorder. My children's children could have the disease or will carry the disease, you know. So I have to worry about the rest of my family members and my grandchildren.
And the children we meet when he's in treatment. You know, there are a lot of other children, you know, who are at Rainbow's being treated, and we'll discuss a few of the other blood disorders that we're working towards, but, you know, we're just not alone. And around the country, there are a lot of the children, and we're blessed because we're able to have medical insurance. But there are families that have high deductibles, families that, you know, that really suffer and give up a lot just to be able to have good health care. And that's part of what our fund is about. Find better treatment, find a cure, and help families.
I think
For your family, you are covered. You don't have to pay anything crazy out of pocket for this. I mean, aside from obviously co-payments.
No, we do have a deductible. We do have very good insurance. I mean, that's one of our big issues is finding great insurance and finding the great hospital that we joined with. Can I tell you a little bit about our hospital?
Absolutely.
Okay, so University Hospital was not the first hospital that I went to when Dominic was diagnosed. It was, you know, my pediatrician sent me to somebody, which I was okay and happy with. But then I got the information that University Hospital of Cleveland, Rainbow Babies Children Hospital, had a treatment center specifically for hemophilia. It's amazing. So for this rare disorder in Cleveland, 20 minutes away from my home, I have this great hospital in my backyard. The treatment center has a staff of 3 to 4 nurses constantly that you can call in, ask any kind of question. If my son gets bumped, if I have a question about medicine, because I do infuse this medicine at home, as do most of the families that have hemophilia, they learn to do self-infusion at home because it makes their life more flexible with schedules and it helps to prevent their bleeds. So we have this amazing treatment center. And our doctor, Dr. Sanjay Ahuja, was telling us about his research, and he's doing current research on joints and microbleeds in the joints and how he has goals to hopefully prevent those microbleeds from happening and to give them a longer, healthier life without joint deformity or like arthritis or disability for these children's future. And so he just said that he wishes he had more money to continue this research because it's such a great hospital. It's a teaching hospital. And that's why we really chose this hospital and we've joined with them to raise this money.
And we can tell you that, you know, last year when we talked to Dr. He's having a hard time raising monies because money just isn't coming in for blood disorders because people don't know much about them. And we, you know, and as I said, I keep reminding you also that, you know, there are other blood disorders we're working for. Well, hemophilia, yes, it's our priority, but any research he does is going to help so many of the other, you know, blood disorders that are out there. And we are very, very hopeful that one day, in Dominic's lifetime, if not, you know, in the next few years. I mean, we have a goal. We're on a mission. We take no prisoners. I mean, we don't go to a single function, a single event where I don't have a card in my handbag that I don't hand to someone. We have events planned already for next year And we're hoping to raise money through the show. We're hoping to raise money through other, you know, avenues, our fundraisers. We've had tremendous. We had 230 people attend our first event last October.
Which we put together in like 3 months.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Very
it's
nice.
A family effort to just raise money. And how much did we raise?
We raised almost $150,000, give or take, you know. And that was a letter campaign for our fund. And that took a lot. I mean, it was 24/7 job.
Right.
You know,
I'm
so
sure.
We've gone from, you know,
but,
thing to another.
But you can see, you saw the rewards there. I mean, that's great to be able to raise that type of fund.
Yeah, but we want to raise more.
I know. Well, and so for everybody listening, again, you can donate at the website directly. That's uhgiving.org, Dominic's Endowed Fund. I think I know one person that will certainly be donating to your cause here. So.
Well, thank you.
You know, I want to ask, what made you guys incorporate the other blood disorders, and what are some of the other blood disorders that are incorporated into the foundation?
Well, we incorporated them because the need is there. And this department with Dr. Hooja, they're working on more than just hemophilia. We see other children there, Shelley especially,
right.
Sees other children there being treated. And I'm going to let Shelley talk for a few minutes and tell you about some of the other blood disorders that are being handled, such as sickle cell.
Sure. So the treatment center is actually called Hemostasis and Thrombosis Center, and it's a comprehensive treatment center which specializes in all kinds of bleeding episodes and clotting. So it ranges. They treat patients with a variety of illnesses. Hemophilia, obviously, is closest to my heart. Then
right.
There is also another blood disorder, von Willebrand's disease. And I went to a conference a couple years ago, and I learned that it affects 1% to 2% of the world's population. And I had never really heard of it before my son was born. So von Willebrand's disease, it's the most common inherited blood disorder. And it affects men and women, and it is a deficiency of a blood protein. And so that's another blood disorder that they also focus on. They also have different – so I said that there were different clotting factors. There's different numbers, and they're all very rare. And so they do treat from factor number one to, I think there's 13 clotting factors. They also specialize in sickle cell,
which is an inherited red blood cell disorder, and I think a
right.
lot of us have heard about sickle cell.
Correct.
You know,
sure.
traditionally
yep.
it's attacked the African American community, but now with marriages, interracial, et cetera, marriages, we're seeing it more and more. Turkey, Greece, Italy, they're having millions of people, you know, out there. So sickle cell is another one that our fund is handling, aplastic anemia. Mm-hmm. Which is a bone marrow and a blood stem cell issue. There's platelets. I was at a function just last night where someone that I was talking to told me her 5-year-old grandson has a platelet disorder where his body can't manufacture platelets. There's just a lot out there that we don't know about because I think people
right.
don't talk about blood disorders.
Right. So
I would have to agree, absolutely.
There's anemias, there's leukocytopenia, there's thrombocytopenia, there's all these different, rare and not talked about illnesses that the treatment center does cover, and they treat all of these children and as well as adults.
And that's another thing we should mention. Our doctor, Dr. Sanja Hooja, has a wife, Dr. Nayak, who treats adult hemophilia patients because in the
wow.
Rainbow's Baby Children's, they only go to what, Shelley, age 22?
I think so, right.
Age 22, and then they have to still be treated. You know, maybe they're not as active, but still treatment. It's something you're born with and you don't get cured of right now. So this goes on for a lifetime.
So actually, we're looking for listeners possibly that have maybe one of these illnesses, and if they would like to help us. We would love to get in contact with them to join our team.
And just because we're in Cleveland, Ohio, what we're doing impacts everyone in the United States, actually in the world.
That is true. I meant to ask you that. So, you know, how have you guys gotten the word out so far? What type of events do you guys do? You know, what is it that you have done on a, you know, I'll say marketing standpoint to really push the name of the organization so far?
Well, if you ever rode on the elevator with me, I might probably give you a flyer. No, what we're doing is, you know, we are spreading the word, with event, you know, doing what we're doing now on the radio. Last fall, we had an event at a hotel here in town with a silent auction, a dinner, where we had 230 people. We were blessed with sponsors, auction items. That was our first event. May 17th next year, we already have an event, Ladies Night Out. It's a fashion show. We hope to have a couple hundred women there. Shelley came up with a great theme. We told you that Dominic loves baseball. So this one is called Diamonds, Are a Girl's Best Friend, which we hope will be a nice theme for us. Next fall, we'll do another event, such as the one we did last fall. So we plan to do a lot of events. We don't know if we're going to do a telethon one day. We don't know what else we're going to do. But, you know, we're looking for ideas, ways to raise money.
Sure.
I'm involved with a lot of nonprofit organizations in my law practice, and I've been asking everybody, what was your best fundraiser? Where did you hold it? What kind of money did you make? You know, because, you know, we are on a mission, and we don't plan to take a dozen years to earn this money. You know, we're going to be opening up a website soon. Right now, if you look up Dominic's Endowed Fund at UH, you will see the website we have with the hospital. I myself have a website, maria-quinn.com, which talks about how I started, you know, how I worked with Shelley and how we started the fund. And you'll see a picture of Dominic on that site. And we're going to be establishing a private website. We're looking at getting a board, having some people help us, because we're going to burn out quick if we're doing it all ourselves.
So is it just the two of you primarily doing all of the work here?
Of us organizing it. We are. We've had help with the hospital, their service people there, Sharon Klonowski with the Rainbow's Institutional Development, Pat Fries, some people at the hospital.
Right, we had the Halo Foundation.
We had the Halo
help
Foundation.
Help us with all of our auction items
yep.
at our first charity event. They helped us organize everything. They donated all their time and their services.
We have a lot of friends. We had girlfriends that came down, and they decorated all the tables.
Right.
We had donations.
It's a donation. Group effort.
Yeah, it's a group effort of love.
And currently we're looking for sponsors, corporate sponsors, or anybody who would like to help us sponsor this great event.
Yeah, well, you know, a sponsorship traditionally is around $3,000. Your name's all over everything. You get a tax deduction because, you know, they give us is, you know, tax deductible. We're looking for beverage distributors that might give us anything that we can auction off. Maybe a trip to New York if someone wants to give us a trip to New York to auction off. You know, but we're looking for any items that we can receive for our events. And we hope to come on your station one day and thank everybody for the $1 million that they gave us.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, as we're winding down for time on this episode, we only have about a minute 20 left. Once again, why don't you guys just tell people quickly how they can reach out to you guys, be a part of this, and obviously donate.
Well, number one, of course, is going to that website, uhgiving.org /Dominic's Endowed Fund. Any donation of any size is deeply, deeply appreciated. If you have ideas for fundraising, if you have ideas for, you know, sponsorships, if you're in the Cleveland area or anywhere, we would appreciate hearing from people. If you are touched by one of the blood disorders, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And you can direct that. I'll give you a website.
Give this what? No, I don't have a website.
Oh, I mean your my email. Well, you know, right now we're working on, you know, setting up our own website, which we don't have right now, you know, for contact information. But I'm sure if they contact you at the station, you could get a hold of us too. And if they contact University Hospital, they could reach us also.
Right. So UH Giving at UHHospitals.org is another place that they could actually donate to directly, right?
UHGiving.org/Dominic's Endowed Fund. It must say Dominic's Endowed Fund. Otherwise,
gotcha.
It could end up in a different pot.
All right. Well, unfortunately, ladies, we are out of time for tonight. I do want to thank you for coming on. I know we have another show booked with you guys. We will certainly discuss when the best time will be to have you guys back on. And all the best of luck. And like I said, you at least got one person that's going to be donating something to this fund. I appreciate you guys coming on today, and I do wish you guys all the best of luck. And if I don't talk to you before the holidays, happy holidays to you both.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Rob.
You're very welcome. Well, everybody, please, you heard the episode tonight. It's a great foundation, and it's definitely a cause worth giving to. So check it out, and thanks for listening. This is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Good night, everybody.